do you get what you want? Oh, that's a great question. And we all want something, don't we? We want to be healthy, fit and strong. We want to have great relationships. We want to have a great career. We want to go places, do things, achieve things, invent things, give money to charity. And all of those things we can do ourselves. That's it. Simple answer. How do you get what you want? With focus, drive, determination, a plan and discipline and a never give up attitude, you can achieve anything that you want to. And there is a fantastic sense of self-satisfaction when you're the person that did it. However, there are some things that could be done better, quicker, faster with the help of someone else. So how do you get help from other people and what is the right system for getting help from other people? And if you have a look at people who get things done, people who achieve things, people who make things happen, and they're not doing it all by themselves, how are they getting other people involved in their project, their mission, their dream, their vision to make sure that it gets done? And there is a system, and if you follow the system, you'll achieve the goal. If you miss any of the steps in the system, one of two things, you'll risk the mission not being completed or not getting what you want. You'll also risk burning bridges, annoying people that could possibly help you in the future or who would want to help you in the future because of this experience with you this time. So let's have a look at the steps to follow very carefully to get what you want. The greatest satisfaction, this is step number one, is to do it yourself. Whether you want to start a business, raise money for charity, invent or create a new product, anything you want to do, aim to do it yourself, all of it if you possibly can. You'll owe nothing to nobody. You'll have a huge sense of personal self-satisfaction. And then you'll be setting yourself up for achieving even bigger things in the future because of what you've done by yourself this time. Every project that you have a look at and you say, I achieved that by myself without any help, without any support, without anybody holding me up, without anybody patting me on the back and praising me and complimenting me or having to give me money. Everything you did by yourself gives you a greater sense of self-worth and a greater sense of self-satisfaction, which means you're then more likely to go on and do bigger, better things. So before you look anywhere else, the best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. If you can possibly do it yourself, aim to do it yourself first. Don't look anywhere else except inside you and see what you can possibly do to make this thing happen. If you feel that you need help, advice, or a partner, make sure that you've done everything that you can possibly do first. Have you read everything, researched everything, done everything possible on this subject, or have you learned everything you possibly can about this project? Have you done all the groundwork? Have you done everything that you can possibly do before you go and ask somebody else? This is really important because why should somebody help you if you haven't done everything that you possibly can first? And they're much more likely to help you if they can see that you've put in a big effort and you've done everything that you possibly can. And there are people who will help you. There's plenty, there are people in this world who their number one core value is contribution. They really want to add value to the world and they really want to help. However, you have to build relationships with those people. It is really rude to send a random email request for money or scholarship or sponsorship or please help me or please ask, give me advice from somebody that you haven't spoken to for a month or 6 months or 12 months. This very rude, poor etiquette system are going at the moment where you just send a full request to your whole database. Please, I'm going to do a fun run. Can you please sponsor me and go to this link and give me some money. Now, the cause might be very worthy. There's no doubt about that. But you can't just go, it's like going up to a complete stranger and just giving them a hug without getting to know them first. Now, that might work, but some people will get very offended. And why should somebody do something for you? The question is WIFM, what's in it for me? WIFM. If you send a request to somebody, and I think that is so incredibly rude, please do not expect to get a response from them. It is not rude for them not to respond to you. It is rude that you sent them a random generic request without building a relationship first. And the system is that you really want to have about 5 personal contacts with any person before you would ask them to do something for you. So, and if you're you live the kind of lifestyle that I do where I'm constantly being emailed, if I gave you a statistical average of emails, people just saying hi or sending a thank you email or finding out how I am versus asking for something, it's about 99.1. Most people that get in contact with other people, it's because they want something, not because they're just keeping in touch. If you want something from somebody, you really have to build a personal relationship with them first. And the rule is around about 5 personal contacts before you would ever ask. So stick with the rule and don't expect to get a response if you send one of those generic, please send some money to my Fun Run account at this particular website. It's very rude. Your charity might mean a lot to you, but it doesn't have to mean anything to anybody else. And even if it does, they may already have a charity that they're very heavily involved in, and it's really rude to try and make somebody feel guilty because they're not getting involved in your charity. So 5 personal contacts before you ask for something. Yes, there are people who will help you. However, they are very much more likely to help you if you will follow their advice. If you expect somebody to invest time, energy, effort, wisdom, experience in giving you advice or money or help, then best use it. It's, again, very rude to go around and ask 5 different people's advice on a particular thing. Even if you respect all 5 people, if somebody's going to invest time in giving you advice and then you completely ignore it, it's very unlikely that they'll ever help you again. And just be aware of that. If you do get advice from somebody and you don't use their advice, then please make sure that you never ask them again, because it would be a waste of their time. So if a person is prepared to invest their time, energy, money, wisdom, experience in helping you, now comes they have to be totally and specifically involved. So you're not going to say, please, can you help me? It's going to be specifically, please, can you help me do this, this, and this? This is what I've already done. This is what I've tried and it failed, or I tried and it didn't work, or I tried and I thought it would be different. Could you please help me? Be very specific about what you want. Generic requests for help are so inappropriate. Please, can you help me? Please, can you give me some money? If it's money that you want, make it a specific amount at a specific date and time, and the exact reason, and also the feature benefit feeling. So what is, okay, the feature is that you'll be helping me with this particular charity. What will be the benefit to the person who's giving the money, and how will it make them feel? So it's not just a random request, please give me money. It's a specific request for exactly how much. This is what it's going to be used for on this specific time. And be very, very careful that everything is communicated clearly. If you really want help, people will help you. But A, let's start again. You've got to do as much as you can yourself. B, if you're going to ask for advice or help, make sure that you use it. And C, make sure you communicate really clearly what is happening, what has happened, what will continue to happen with the advice they've given you. Very incredibly rude to get money off somebody and then not to send them a thank you. And that's the last one. Communicate what's going on, yes, and then have a system for thanking. And it's not a generic email again. You can't just send out a group email to say, thanks very much for helping me with my project. It has to be a personal call, preferably. A personal visit with a gift would be highly appropriate. A handwritten note with a coloured envelope to say, thank you so much for your help and advice and the money that you've given me. And remember, if you're going to ask that person to help you again, you would have another minimum of 5 personal contacts before you ever ask them again. So it's not like you can say, oh, thank you very much for giving me the $100 for the bike ride that I did. I'm just about to do another one. Can you give me another $100? Again, highly inappropriate. It's just rude. Please learn to ask nicely. Please learn to thank generously. Please communicate everything that you do with other people's advice and money and wisdom. And most importantly, be the person who has helping hand at the end of your own arm, so people can see how committed and driven and disciplined you are before you expect them to do anything for you. You can get what you want. You just have to do it.